I'd like to start with the injuries. Jermichael Finley had a wind knocked on him. He did return. Chad Clifton had a hamstring. He did not return. Colin Jenkins had the wind knocked out of him. He did return. Jordy Nelson had a shoulder injury. Did not return. And Brandon Underwood had a hamstring. He did not return. Now, with that, I'll take your questions. Well, there was definitely adversity in the game today, and that's something that if you look at us in the past through the season, we could have handled it better. So I was proud of the way our team fought through that and how one phase picked up for the next phase. We didn't start the game very well on special teams, and frankly didn't play very well on special teams today. But I thought the productivity on offense with the ability to move the football and generate enough points was a big factor. But once again, our football team's about defense. Our defense was huge today, and the ability to keep taking the football away from the offense was the number one factor in our success today. Well, we played some more people. We had some different combinations. I felt that Dom was able to have a good volume going into this game. And we were able to, you know, stop the run number one, because that's what it always starts. I don't know exactly what the total was until they went into a 2-minute mode, but I thought we were playing at a very, very high level. They were able to get some production there in the fourth quarter. But stopping the run, generating turnovers has been a staple of our defense, and we need to continue to do that. I think we definitely have room for improvement, but we had a good day today on defense. No, not really. I mean, we matched them up on Calvin a bunch, as I'm sure you noticed, and his ability to still, you know, try to keep him around the football as much as possible. He had an incredible day today. You know, once again, I don't know who's playing better football than Charles Woodson in the National Football League, but he had a huge day today for us. I hope he keeps surprising me, because his level of play is the highest I've been around as far as productivity for a defensive player. The ability to anticipate, recognize the versatility of playing a number of different positions. He's productive, tough, instinctive. He's playing at an extremely high level for us. I'm sorry, the rotation. Well, I think it's definitely has a lot to be said for the players. You know, everybody's role, not everybody, a lot of people's roles changed. The urgency and importance of this game was evident to us as a football team. It was a short turnaround. We addressed it 12 days ago, when we knew we had these three games, and the ability to walk away with three victories is something we feel good about. We have an opportunity to get some rest, get healthy, which we haven't been. Everybody knows we have a five-game gauntlet that we're getting ready to run, and I think we'll feel good about it when we line back up and get ready for Baltimore. Yeah, I like where our football team is right now. Probably like every other coach in the league, you wish you were healthy. We'll have that opportunity. So to win this game today, we knew when the schedule came out that we were going to have the opportunity to have two bye weeks. We're treating this exactly like our first bye week, and our number one priority is to get healthy. Consistent. He's doing a very good job of running the offense. He's not taking chances. And he took a couple hits today. Both hits that he took today were missed assignments. So we're being smart with him. I think the pass protection has improved week to week. And he's just doing a great job running the offense. You know, having Jermichael Finley back makes a difference. I think that's clearly evident to everybody. And, with the ability that we have on the outside to keep dealing the football, keep us in safe plays, smart plays, running the football, we've been playing at a high level here on offense. Yeah, he's fine. He's banged. He's sore. He'll be sore in the morning. That wasn't designed to play, but it was a heck of a throw. I think it starts up front. I mean, obviously the protection was very good. He extended the play, and Donald got behind him. When he threw it, and I looked up to see where Donald was, I mean, I was impressed that he got the ball there. And I think the safety was surprised too. We'll know more as time goes on. You know, TJ, I'll tell you, I mean, for a rookie and the versatility he's given us is impressive. We've been repping him, you know, exclusively at right tackle, trying to bring Mark Tauscher on, you know, along on a rep count, and then he has to go back to left tackle today. And we didn't miss a beat. I didn't change the calls. We didn't help him, and we stayed right with the plan. And I thought he did a nice job. Fourth and two. Mm-hmm. It would have been one. It's a good call if you convert it, and it's not a good call if you don't. I mean, that's the beauty of play calling. But I thought we had a very good play. We got the defense that we anticipated. We anticipated some pressure. We didn't handle it. We didn't handle it very well. But you know, I just felt at that time, you know, the kick. Mason's kick early in the game, I thought was a little shaky. I thought he settled down and kicked the ball as the game better as the game went on. We were in the gray area. I just felt good about the play call. You know, I was in the four down zone. I think it would have been a 48 yard field goal. So I'm comfortable with the call. I wish we would have converted. Oh. Well, I don't think so. I mean, I would think. It's obvious. I have confidence in Mason Crosby. I mean, we've gone for a number of 50-plus field goals this year, and you weight the conditions. You watch how he's kicking during the game. You watch how your offense is playing. I mean, there's other factors that go into that decision. I felt that we were moving the ball very well in the passing game. I was very comfortable with the play call and was anticipating pressure from their defense, and we didn't handle it very well. But I thought we did a great job. The next series coming back, I know we were in a backed-up offense. We came right back and put together a scoring drive. So I thought that was an important series in the game. But I'm fine with the 4th-and-3 call. If it came up again, I'd do it again because based on the way I was thinking, the way the variables led up to that point. Well, definitely. Winning solves a lot of things, no doubt. But it's, you know the challenges when the schedule comes out as far as, you know, your planning and so forth. But once again, we want the opportunity to get healthy, and that'll be the most important thing for our players the next 4 days. And then we have a big-time opponent coming in Lambeau with the Baltimore Ravens.